T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. Several people taken to the hospital this morning after carbon monoxide was found inside of a home on Detroit's west side. Details from WWJ's Mike Campbell.
We're still working to confirm all the details on this, but perhaps as many as a half dozen people at a home that is off of I-96 and West Grand Boulevard, on West Grand Boulevard, were taken to the hospital, we're told, for carbon monoxide poisoning. The house is lit up, but nobody answering at this house currently. We don't know if the people are still at the hospital yet. We're working to confirm all the details, but the house itself, no fire damage that's visible. So it may have just been a carbon monoxide situation where the alarm went off and the fire department came and checked it out and got everybody out.
What a heartbreak last night for Detroit Lions fans. Detroit loses to Green Bay last night on a last-second field goal. Final score 23-22. Fans say the officiating stinks.
You've got to do something to improve league-wide officiating. When you have your own broadcast partner ripping officiating during Monday Night Football, that's a big clue to how bad it is from a former player and what it looks like to the average fan that doesn't play the game. I know the game has gotten fast. I know these officials aren't full-time. They've got to figure something out.
That's Dan Leach of our brother station, 97.1 The Ticket. What does WWJ's Tony Ortiz think?
Was the officiating bad? Absolutely. There were some terrible, terrible calls that went against the Lions. So, yes, I will agree the officiating is bad. But, Roberta, the Lions lost this game because when they got into the red zone, especially in the first half, they didn't score touchdowns. They kicked field goals. When you're playing a team like Green Bay on the road, when you get in the red zone, you've got to score touchdowns. And the Lions failed to do that, and that's why they ended up losing that game on Monday night.
And would you believe it? Green Bay fans are showing their pride this morning in Metro Detroit. Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton.
I can't believe this, Roberta, but here I am in the Rams Horn at 12 Mile Northwestern, and what do I see? Somebody's sitting there, Gary from Farmington Hills, but he's originally from Wisconsin, and you know what he's wearing? A Green Bay hat and a Green Bay hoodie. Gary, come on now. The Lions won that game.
I think the Packers helped them out with some poor ball control, you know, a couple fumbles, that interception. Guy dropped a wide open touchdown pass. We had to use our fourth, fifth, and sixth wide receiver to beat him.
Gary, why have the audacity to wear that Green Bay stuff here?
Because I'm proud of the Green Bay Packers, number one, baby.
As the strike against GM hits the one-month mark, the UAW planning an important meeting to decide where they go from here.
Leaders of the various local unions involved in this strike will meet in Detroit Thursday morning. A UAW spokesman cautioned about reading anything into the meeting, saying that the strike has been going on a month and it's time for an update. And what that update contains depends on what happens between now and Thursday. Talks are continuing, but they're not yet going around the clock. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A legend in the Red Wings front office recovering after undergoing brain surgery. Senior Vice President Jim Devolano diagnosed with a benign tumor, and he underwent surgery yesterday to have it removed. The team says he's doing okay and is expected to make a quick recovery. The 76-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Devolano has been with the team for nearly 40 years. Halloween is just around the corner. And a historic mansion in Farmington is hosting a ghost night this Saturday night. Are there any ghosts? Let's go live to WWJ's Beth Fisher, who stopped by the Warner Mansion. And she's got more in this live report, Beth.
Ooh, this was former Michigan Governor Fred Warner's home on Grand River Avenue, a big white house, built in 1867. But now it's decorated for a funeral, complete with a coffin and skeletons.
It's still kind of an old, scary house a little bit.
A little bit, yes. But it's a friendly house. It's a friendly house, yes.
Is it haunted?
Well, that's not something that I'm at liberty to say.
It creeped me out a little bit, though. The mansion's interim director, Mary Jean Shore, says they have black draping over mirrors and pictures because that's what they did in Victorian times. They'll also have the Great Lakes apparition seekers in the barn out back. Those are ghost hunters. Founder Dan Smuck hasn't tested the mansion for ghosts, but says they do have them at the Dearborn Historical Museum.
Several spirits that we have picked up there. We also have been to the USS Edson in Bay City, which right now they're running haunted houses through that battleship right now.
Tickets $12 for Ghost Night at the Door, but not recommended for children under 8 because of the funeral theme.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.